Gwent Leanne's Mystery Theatre presents. Come in! Welcome. Welcome to the terrifying world of your own imagination. To the sound of suspense. To the fear you can hear. Well, good evening to all you beautiful people, boys and girls, ghosts and ghouls. I hope you're having a very spooky day, given that it is Halloween, when the fairy court ride. It's a very cold, damp, miserable, wretched Halloween out there in this part of the world right now. So I can't help but feel badly for all the little ones who are having to trick-or-treat in the rain, but hopefully they'll be getting big bags full of candy, and they'll be able to pig out and rot their little teeth. I intend to mark this occasion by staying up all night and listening to Ghost AM, which is a regular feature that Coast to Coast AM has on Halloween night. I am not a regular listener to Coast AM. I do check it out occasionally, just for lack of anything else to listen to when I can't sleep. But a lot of the stuff that they have on that show is pretty silly, as far as I'm concerned. A good deal of it is bunk that I don't take very seriously. But Coast to Coast AM is kind of fun, because people will call up and tell ghost stories, usually of ghosts that they've encountered themselves. Now, mind you, I still don't take that very seriously, but I like to be mildly scared if what I know is scaring me isn't real. I guess this is why I read horror novels and watch the occasional horror movie, although I don't like horror movies that are mostly schlock, I must say. Ah, but yes, I do like a good spine-chilling tale once in a while. Well, more than once in a while. So yes, I probably will listen to Ghost AM. Sadly, the last time I did that was a night I will never forget, because it was one of the most horrible nights I ever had. I injured my back at this point. I think it was back in 2007 or 2008. No, I forget. Anyway. My brain is like a sieve when it comes to names and dates and times now. Not names so much, but dates and times, yes. Anyhow, I had injured my back, my lower back, and I was in tremendous amounts of pain at this point, and waiting for a friend of mine to take me to the hospital. But she couldn't do it till the next morning, so I remember spending one night trying to distract myself from the pain by listening to Ghost AM. And it was pretty interesting. I didn't have any pain medication in the house, though, except for Advil, which just wasn't doing the job. So I was hoping that all the spine-tingling stories I was listening to would distract me, and I think they did a little bit. Let's see, what else can I waffle about today? Usually it isn't that hard to find stuff. I spent a couple of days with my good friend Kim, which was nice. I went there on Tuesday afternoon. We didn't do a whole lot of interest. Just spent a lot of time hanging out. Poor Kim had to spend a fair amount of time reformatting her phone, because she installed a new TTS voice, and it totally messed up, which is weird. Normally, iDevices are very stable, but no, this one really screwed things up. And VoiceOver went totally wonky. So, there was no way she could fix it without reformatting the phone, which meant that she had to put everything back on it, and she hadn't had time to make a full backup, so she had to rearrange things into folders the way she wanted to, and input all her passwords again. So what I did while she had to contend with all that happy crappy was I found really the funniest things I could think of on YouTube to make her laugh, including some singing speech synthesizers. But despite that little problem, we had a really good time. We went grocery shopping yesterday and encountered a busker, as you may know if you listened to one of the boos I posted this afternoon. And in fact, the piece that I'm playing now is the one that I told him he should learn. Although he'd have to learn a pretty simplified version of it, I think. It's as you can hear, not very easy. I do have this for orchestra as well, but I tend to prefer the piano and violin. This is Gil Shaham and... who's the pianist? You know what? I forget. Anyway, it's Gil Shaham, who is an awesome violinist as far as I'm concerned. He is one of my favorites. I think he and Hilary Hahn are my favorite violinists. And, of course, the piece is Danse Macabre by Saint-Saëns, which is an excellent thing to be playing at this time of year. This is all about skeletons and ghosts and horrible things coming out of the graveyard. It's neat in the orchestral version to hear the xylophones, because they represent the skeletons dancing around. So what are my plans this weekend? I don't think I'm doing anything really of note tomorrow, aside from I have to get some housework done. This place is becoming a virtual, veritable pigsty. But then, of course, Sunday I have my usual churchy things, and you never know what can happen. Maybe something will come up that I don't know about yet. My mother, lucky lady, is going to Florida as of tomorrow morning. She's going with a friend, and I think she's going to be there for a week, which I'm really glad about. She needs a break. She's been going through a really tough time lately. Anyhow, I think I'm running out of time, so I'd better shut up for now. Alrighty, folks, I shall speak to you again later. Night, night, sleep tight, don't let the tarantulas bite.